Everybody loves a little fun on their podcast feed. And now I'm going to give you something that's extraordinarily fun. It's a sneak peek at Parcast Network's new show, Incredible Feats. Every weekday, comedian Dan Cummins, who you might recognize from the hit podcast Time Suck, explores an unbelievable account of physical strength, mental focus, and bizarre behavior. You'll hear about mind-blowing achievements of everyone from world-class athletes and record breakers to scientists, architects, artists, and more. And this particular clip is from the first episode about the skydiver who broke the sound barrier as he free-falled from the edge of space. To hear the rest of the episode, follow Incredible Feats free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Felix Baumgartner was 43. He was an Austrian pro skydiver and base jumper who holds world records for both the lowest ever and highest ever base jumps, even though the latter feat got him banned from Taiwan, and he wanted to do something even more extreme. He decides to break the sound barrier with only his body, a never-before-done feat. He must free fall 24 miles in 4 minutes, going over 770 miles per hour. He wouldn't be the first to attempt this. Past would-be supersonic skydivers died during the jump. It takes 300 people and 5 years of planning to prepare for Felix's jump. Some of those people work for Red Bull, who sponsors the mission. They hire the perfect coach, Joe Kittinger, an 84-year-old retired Air Force colonel who set the world record for highest free fall in 1960 when he fell over 19 miles back to Earth. Felix basically needs to become an astronaut to fall even further and pull this off. Low oxygen and low atmospheric pressure will kill him without proper training and protection. Red Bull rendezvous with NASA to get an astronaut-grade spacesuit and training for Felix's skydive. Just one problem. Fearless Felix is claustrophobic. His pricey custom spacesuit gives him panic attacks, and he has to receive psychiatric counseling to handle it. October 14th, 2012, jump day. Around 9 a.m., Baumgartner begins breathing pure oxygen. If he doesn't eliminate all nitrogen from his body, he'll get the bends, deadly in extreme cases. Just before 9:30 a.m., Felix boards the capsule. Then a specially made 40-layer helium balloon lifts it from the New Mexico desert into the stratosphere. As he ascends, his visor fogs up, blinding him. He radios coach Joe Kittinger, "What am I supposed to do?" And they almost actually call it off, but then solve the problem by unplugging the visor and plugging it back in. Classic. Turn it off and turn it back on. Turns out that fixes phones, laptops, and fancy space helmets. Just after 12 p.m., Felix reaches 128,100 feet, the height he'll jump from. For scale, imagine four Mount Everest stacked up. Without the suit, his bodily fluids will vaporize and kill him at this altitude. He describes his view. "When you stand up there on top of the world, you become so humble. It's not about breaking records anymore. It's not about getting scientific data. It's all about coming home." 12:08 p.m., he jumps. Almost immediately, he starts spinning. Really not good. If he can't control the spin, all his blood will gush out of his eyes, killing him. This is what killed the previous daredevils. Plus, the G-force threatens to knock him unconscious. He fights to stay awake. He could deploy his parachute, but then he loses his chance of breaking the sound barrier. Felix manages to control the spin, and 34 seconds in, boom, he breaks the sonic barrier. It's so loud, mission control hears it from the ground. 50 seconds in, Felix hits his terminal velocity, Mach 1.25, or 833.9 miles per hour, over 830 miles per hour. Finally, he opens his parachute after almost 9 minutes in the air and lands safely, and then celebrates with Coach Joe. 2 weeks later, Felix goes on the Today Show and tells the world he did not enjoy the jump. Maybe because he almost died. Or maybe he just wanted to scare others away from trying to break his record. Worked on this guy, Felix. Mission accomplished. Either way, he retires from skydiving and base jumping. but he has not stopped being a daredevil. Today, he races cars, makes helicopters do backflips, and makes men like me feel, well, a little less manly.
To finish this episode and hear more amazing stories, follow Incredible Feats free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.